What's your name?
Shawty, what
Yeah,
your name is? That's my favorite part of the intro. Shawty, what your name is? Anyway, hey y'all,
what's your name?
It's your host, right? It's your host, Model Angela.
It's your boy, say to the mother. Jay. Yeah, you know, I just can't
right
do
now.
It, you know. That's how I do it, son. That's how I do it, son.
I hear you. Anywho, anyway, welcome to Glitz and Glamour. We do have a lot going on tonight because the show is extended to another hour. So we are 2 hours now. Little handcrafted.
Hold on. I need you to repeat it again.
See.
Because I can't believe it was real. First off, you didn't tell me. The show was not 2 hours.
Yes. Glitz and Glamour is not.
I was looking shocked. I was like, hold on. Oh my God. It really is.
So yes, y'all get 2 full hours of the beautiful Model Angela along with my co host, Houston Lee. Who will be joining us any minute, you know, any minute. But tonight we do have a lot in store. We do have two interviews, two artists, actually, both from NSS, which is Nigerian Supreme Squad, and it's King Bishop, who we did speak with earlier, a few months ago, actually, and his new artist. She's a spoken word artist. She's actually very interesting material. She goes by the name of Chloe Jane. So we will be speaking with both of them today on our show.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and it's also the return of the How to Not Song Battle. How could I forget it?
Yeah.
So are you ready? Are you ready for the
ready.
Song battle tonight?
You know, this is whenever the song, How Not Battle Song Battle goes on, that's not where I work my ass off. So, oh, my
yeah,
God, I'm prepared to work hard tonight.
Too. And you should be getting ready to work hard. And just for all the artists, we do accept music at any time just because you didn't make it. On the show for the battle this time, you can still send me your music and your information, and you can get on another one of the shows. And that email address that you want to send your music to is indyeverything@gmail. indyeverything@gmail.com. And
make
I
make sure y'all send
that
in MP3 4.
Yes. Make sure y'all send MP3.
I had to get on them real quick.
Because CJ does not like to convert nobody's music. Okay.
I don't get paid to do people's music transfer. That's something you should know. People, that is industry standard. If you don't, make sure y'all got it together.
Yeah, like that. I figured, you know, that was industry standard. I didn't think that was something that I would have to say. That's just like me sending over a picture that's not a high quality image. Like, you're not supposed to do that. Anyway,
yes, you know what I'm saying.
So, I was on Facebook earlier today, and one of my Facebook friends, wanted me to discuss a topic on the show tonight, so I'm sure that they're going to tune in because they want me to possibly answer that question for them. So we're also going to talk about that, I guess, after our song battle. And I'm not going to tell y'all what the question is yet because a lot of people might automatically be like, oh, hell no.
<Mm-mm-mm>.
So we're going to give y'all some time, especially Houston, because she does not shut up. So as soon as she hears, she don't put her 99 cents in a problem.
See,
there.
I was just about to say,
ain't got time.
What's the question? I was going to be like, give me a question.
BBM is back. Yeah. I'm so excited. Oh.
Yeah,
I'm so excited, y'all.
Really?
I think I'm crazy all day because I got BBM on my phone and I have an Android. Do you know how crazy that sounds coming to my mouth? I'm so excited.
Man, I need to add it on my phone so I can be cool, too.
Cause,
all you got to do is go to BBM.com. Bam. You can go there. And
if I get BBM back, I'm going to be on, y'all. On.
Man, I'm telling you, y'all know, the broadcast message battle begins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to be tight.
And I'll hang my phone.
Yeah, but it's like, I've had to, like, that was one of the things, I kept my BlackBerry a little longer than I needed to, all because of BBM. And I was like, BBM's not going to keep me no more. I'm leaving. I want a better device.
Then
they did
it. Yeah, it was hard for me to let go of my BlackBerry, too. And then when I let my BlackBerry go, I went back to a regular Eva, the worst phone ever owned in my life.
Mm-hmm. Nah, iPhone is running a tight race with that phone now. I don't know, this upgrade is going to be the death of me. This phone is going to meet the concrete. This is just working my last nerve.
Oh, what kind of phone
it's
do you
okay.
have?
The iPhone 5.
That's why you need to take that piece of crap and throw it against the wall and come to team
mm-hmm.
Android.
Man, Androids be working like they got dial-up though.
Nah, it just depends on which ones you get Hold on, this other key part is who you have it under, because that does make a difference too. Because you can have an iPhone on a certain service and it's stuck.
That's why
Like people who have iPhones on Boost Mobile, that just don't make sense to me. That's stupid.
Yeah, that's
true. I ain't gonna say that's stupid. They trying to use their budget, okay? They trying to
that's ghetto.
Solid on the
a Boost iPhone is ghetto. I'm sorry, but a Boost iPhone that's real ghetto.
That's like going to Walmart, right? And you
ghetto.
Know, you want, if people say they want some Kool-Aid. But you get the great value on brain instead. That's what it's
man,
like.
That's just damn cheap.
Yeah.
That's just that. Okay, Kool-Aid ain't but 15 cents a pack. Now, if you don't have
so
15 damn cents, buy stuff that's off brain that's already less than a dollar is damn trifling.
Yeah,
well,
you got to get
your wireless Kool-Aid. Sucks.
Who?
Y'all people trying to FaceTime
wireless,
me?
Wireless? Y'all know you, W-Y-L-E-R? It's a Kool-Aid. It don't matter how much sugar you put in it, it just don't taste right. It just don't do it.
See, look here, I don't make Kool-Aid. I ain't got time for that. Give me my juice prepared already.
Mm. I
have to be
searching for it. I use
these.
My friend told me that her husband thinks I'm ghetto. And I'm like, I ain't ghetto. I ain't hood.
Yeah,
I was not raised in either one. No, I'm not. I'm just a little
bit
more honest than this.
You might not be hood, but you are country as hell.
Man, I ain't ghetto.
I have said that. I ain't said ghetto, but you are country as hell. I have said that many times. And until I first heard Ezra talk, I didn't realize how country Ezra was. I was like,
no, he
that
didn't
make me country.
Yeah,
he
gives
me an accent.
Did you just complain me? Really?
He did.
Oh,
y'all know I speak unfilteredly, unfiltered, I should say. That's the word I'm looking for. Y'all know I speak unfiltered.
Yeah. We know. And it's funny, though, because I don't think how I talk is extremely country, even though I hear it all the time from people. But even people I don't think are country, people up north would be like, man, they super country. And they be having, like, some words that when I say crack me the hell up, they crack me the hell up. Like, this guy was like, you faggy. And I was like, what the fuck?
Faggy? You know her faggy? Come on now. That's what the kids
say.
That's
why I'm originally from up north, so. That's why y'all sound so country to me. But if we drop our It's where we drop our letters in. Y'all like to add letters. We like to drop letters.
But no, tell
y'all be adding extra R's and everything. But we go up there, you know, we dropping letters.
Angela, you are very, very country. So, yes.
So I've heard.
Yeah, but say, yeah. Let people hear you say, yeah.
Say, what?
You're knocking to your house? No, don't even try it. That's not how you said it. I came to your house, and your grandma came over there, and she was talking. She said, yeah, but sometimes, oh, Lord, they're all country.
she got a donkey in the backyard or something?
Yeah, well, we don't have any donkeys.
I don't know.
Horses,
I don't think they
though.
Got no animals in the backyard. There we go. Yeah,
we just got horses.
Oh, okay,
Just horses. Anyway, y'all, I got to give a few shout-outs before I forget them, which I always do. But shout-out to Trapdoor and Trapdoor Magazine, supporting all the independent artists, all the independent magazines, pretty much independent everything. So y'all want to check out their site, and that's trapdoor.com. And also Be Unique Hair, who sponsors my hair and styling for every event and daily activities, and La Chic Image Boutique, who also take care of me for every event that I go to as well. And you can follow them all on Instagram. I tag them in all my pictures always. And my Instagram is I am Model Angela. IAMModelAngela. And I do follow you back unless you post a whole bunch of foolishness that I am forced to unfollow you. That's it.
I got a fit with Twitter right now. I don't like the fact that they're putting links that the art. They're saying that they're a spam, that are mine. I said, get the hell out of here. Like, I'm sitting here clicking stuff that I put, like a link I posted on Twitter in somebody's DM. And then it's like saying they're a spam. I'm like, what the hell? So I'm going to need Twitter to get that in check, because this is the type of shit I've been talking about where, you know, these sites get paid all this money to run right, but they can't do better than Dust Fine. I'm just saying, give us the same money,
yeah,
and we'll show you how to do this.
Because
you know what else is really going to bother me? Like, people on these social networks who have, like, all these followers overnight, and we already know that you're not important, but you'll have, like, 15,000 followers, but you have, like, 30 likes on a picture, or, like, I mean, if 15,000 people decided they should follow you, don't you think you could at least get, you know, 1,000 people to like the picture? I mean, I'm just asking. I'm not really sure. But if you're going to buy followers, you probably want to buy the likes, too. So that way, you know, the package kind of matches up, you know, so people don't really notice. You know, probably buy like 1,000 at a time. You know, you don't want to just jump from 25 to 15,000. It's kind of obvious. Just want to put that out there.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, pointing the finger at anybody.
Yeah, I had a sponsor. They sponsored me and gave me a bunch of followers. But it was actually effective because, like you said, they were actually liking stuff. And they were real followers, really trying to, really that was support, that was in the field and was supporting and stuff. And, I mean, and the thing is, though, too, in a day, some people, you can't expect a million followers and you ain't tweeting. Like,
yeah,
if you ain't got 10 tweets, I mean, I'm sorry. You cannot complain. You are as good as the work you put in. Because y'all know, I be, especially the Dust Spot Twitter, that bug is running all day long.
Ain't
even
it?
When I'm not around.
Guess what time it is, guys?
Yes.
For a Hot and Not Song Battle. Okay, so we're going to go into a Hot and Not Song Battle. Y'all know how this works. We will play two songs, one from each artist who is in the battle. Song number one will be the first song, of course. And if you want to vote for song number one, you want to call us at 347-202-0389 and vote for song number one. Or if you want to vote for song number two, same number, same process, just vote for song number two. So our first song will be coming from Sly Scoop, and that song is called Vega. And song number two will be Postman, fuck something. And we're going to do it now.
Yeah, yeah.
I be cutting up like Vega, took it back like Sega, ain't the Sega, to save him, ain't gon' lie, might play him, one night, no date him, just a couple shots, no chase him, I say one night, no date him, just a couple shots, no chase him, I be cutting up like Vega, took it back like Sega, ain't the Sega, to save him, ain't gon' lie, might play him, one night, no date him, just a couple shots, no chase him, I say one night, no date him, just a couple shots, no chase. A psycho chick, you know, Amityville whore. I be killing the choruses, glasses on like Horace Grant. Where the fuck my Jackson? I'm talking that Tito and Jermaine. I'm talking white honkies, no chains. Now let me lead this pain up on your brain. I'm from the land of candy paint and super dank. We be popping trunk and mixing drinks, pulling cables and stacking paper. That's just how we do it. Slab line outside the club, we never go inside, cause we too wide. We never hide, cause we too prime. Spaceships with belts and buckles, no laser beams. This for them traps and trunks, pistol grip, pop if you want. This America is your right, freedom fight, gon' shine bright. I be cutting up like Vega, took it back like Sega, ain't in sight. To save him, ain't gon' lie, might play him. One night, no date him, just a couple shots, no chase him. I say one night, no date him, just a couple shots, no chase him. I be cutting up like Vega, took it back like Vega, ain't the fake. To save him, ain't gon' lie, might play him. One night, no date him, just a couple shots, no chase him. I say one night, no date him, just a couple shots, no chase him. I'm never soft, I go hard. Cut your girl like a porn star. I'm a Decepticon and Louis Vuitton. Detect the chick from your arm like Megamon. Who's my bad man, Mega Man? Angola, I'm high mom. Fly the greatest, no dialogue. Now say if I sound like Candyman. Big in the crew, outstanding. There's no talk, all action. I put it down, she pick it up. Tell her home girl to back it up. Sold it up like Bagwell. Knock the thing out the park. Damn, I can't feel my self-love, Merc Pie, I'm remarkable. They said it's he marketable. Translation, they full of bull. Just trying to get my wings. Why is you trying to clip them? Ping, pang, pow, pow. Made a couple moves, now they loving me now. I be cutting up like Vega. Yeah. Took it back like Vega. Ain't in sight. To save him, ain't gon' lie. Might play him. One night, no date him. Just a couple shots, no chase him. I say one night, no date him. Just a couple shots, no chase him. Cutting up like Vega, took it back like Vega, ain't the fake. To save him, ain't gon' lie, might play him. One night, no date him, just a couple shots, no chase him. I say one night, no date him, just a couple shots, no chase him.
That's a 10-4.
Yeah.
Fuck some.
XO on the beat.
Fuck some.
Huh.
We go fuck some.
Yeah.
Fuck some,
huh?
We gon' fuck some.
Fuck some,
huh? We gon' fuck some.
Nah,
take her to the room, shawty got a sub. It's all up. Hit her with that boy that she can't stop. Running 18 bones, yeah. Bones looking for a junkie. Fuck some,
yeah.
We gon' fuck some.
Nah,
take her to the room, shawty got a sub.
Thumbs up.
Hit her with that boy that she can't stop. Running 18 bones, looking for a junkie.
Call Dr. Lee. He said that she's too G. Told him bring her by the room. I got that fodder tray with me. I hope to bring her friends, cause we bout to get in. We gon' beat that pussy up till late. They said it ain't been. Got a couple shots of Patron. Tell her mama off of her zone. But before she gets this wood, she gon' have to get me done. All on me like a loan. Tell my thing, check, come on. Now, every time she calls, she a junkie as a toe.
Big 10-4.
but keep on switching. I ain't doing no tripping, fighting like the way I hit it when I
bust some. We gon' bust some. Take it to the room, shawty, gotta suck it down. Hit her with that wood that you can't stop running. Ain't 10 phones, just looking for a junkie. Bust some. We gon' bust some. Take it to the room, shawty, gotta suck it down. Hit her with that wood that you can't stop running. Ain't 10 phones, just looking for a junkie. Bust
some. Take her to that room, she know she gotta suck some. For a nigga, fuck some shit, that's a must, honey. You a junkie, so don't ask me for no money. Knock out been that ass off, what makes you feel it in your tummy? Hey, 10-5, I'm on my 2G shit, but I be deep, blowing pussy when I'm all up in that bitch. Smacking ass, grabbing tits, pulling hair, shooting flicks. Got you making sex, faces, he don't hit you like this, so hey.
That was one of two songs that are in today's Hot or Not song battle. Song number one was Sly Coupe Vega, and song number two was Postman Fuck Something. So to vote for song number one, just call in and vote song number one. Vote song number two, call in and vote song number two. Okay?
And the votes are not read, so please don't play that one. Thank you.
Yes, I'm going to make an announcement today. Because when you vote, make sure you press a 1 when you call in so I can know that you want to speak. Because, and when I call you, I want to call you by your number so that you know it's you. Answer quickly so this can be done quicker. Thank you.
You know what's disgusting, y'all? And this is completely off topic. I am so sorry. But one thing that I truly, truly, deep down in my heart, dislike is when people send me random ass dick pics. That is disgusting. Do not send me a picture of your penis via kick. What kind of shit is that?
That's
I think you want to delete my kick information. I don't even know this person. Ew, that's nasty. Now I gotta sit here and block you. Crazy. What is the world coming to? Can't be just sending your genitals via web to random people.
Wait, they send it on the web, not the phone?
No, on like Kick. You know the Kick Messenger thingy?
Oh, wow.
They send it to me on Kick. I have my Kick on my Instagram and on my everything else, but that's really nasty. Like, what kind of person are you?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
This is what the thought is, Angela. They think by throwing, they putting a dick pic out, it's going to get you horny and make you throw some nasty, freaky picture yourself. That's what the lure is.
Mm-mm. Sure did not work. She did not.
I don't really get it, though. Like, seriously, especially like you said, somebody you don't know, but not even on a level of even being on a level like that. If we feel connected like that, and like, why are we not doing anything if we're on a level like that? So I don't too much like getting those things.
I mean, like, even if we are on that level, I don't really think you just surprising me with it. Like, what if I'm like, currently eating my lunch, and then you send a message, I open this mid-ass dick. Really? That's not what was on my mind, so I just threw off my hot dog.
You didn't ask for one. You didn't say, baby, send me, I think I'm a horny geese, send me a dick. You didn't say that. It'd be different if you said that.
No, if I didn't ask for it, don't send it.
Exactly. Oh, it's chicks that do that, too. I see them chicks. If it's a chick on a shoe, when I last had my Blackberry, it was sending me random naked pictures out of nowhere. I was like, whoa.
Oh, that's disgusting, y'all. People nasty.
I mean, it wasn't like she wasn't bad built. Her body was banging, but that's not the point. I didn't ask for it.
Yeah, I totally understand. It's really not cool. How do you feel about that, Houston? Wait, you know what? She probably doesn't feel about that.
I'm going to start slacking. I'm going to the voting. I'm going to the fall line sequel. Voting time.
Hold on, wait. So wait. Hello, Sid. Did you leave me?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, wait. So, before we go into the voting line, just so everyone knows, I have no clue who's calling in and voting for who. I never know, like, who or how many votes either artist has until Sidney comes back on the line and he goes, Angela, this person has this, this person has this thing. Or I just let him deliver the vote count to himself. So that way, there is no confusion, okay, people? So, just so you know, I don't have any control over who's winning these battles. So, after you don't win these battles, don't go on Twitter or Instagram and Facebook and say that the battle is rigged, because some of these people I don't even know, never seen in my life, can't even put a face on.
Time out. Time out. People have said that?
Yeah. I have.
Okay, see, this is going to mess up the whole thing. I'm going to go ahead and say what I got to say. Because I watch, at the end of the day, because I watch everyone's Twitter, by the way. If you don't promote it, then guess what? No one's going to know to come vote for you.
Exactly.
It's all about how you promote. Some people give you with inboxes. Some people text people. It's about how hard you promote. If you don't really promote that hard, then guess what you're going to get? Nothing. You can't complain. Simple as that.
Thank you, Sid. You can't complain what you're not doing. Yes, this show, I mean, is a show itself, but this show is not going to promote you. That's not the object here, okay? We can't do it alone.
We're going to promote you, but
also,
it takes two to tango. We can't do all the work for you.
Now, we are a promotion company. If you would like to hear about any of the promotional packages that Model Angela has to offer through Legwork Promotions, please email me at legworkpromo@gmail.com. We have a package for every budget. Anywho.
Yes, I mean, that's the difference. I mean, if you want to get mad and say you want to do extra work, that costs. For free, we're doing a pretty good job for free, because a lot of people charge you an arm and a leg for what we do. I'm just saying.
Very true.
All right,
I'm
going
to
the voting lines to calm down. And reread.
You people have upset CJ sitting here acting foolish. That is too funny. So, look, I just got a text from somebody laughing at me talk about package for any budget. But I was really serious.
No, I mean, it's just stuff like that. Like, really, in the days, it's ridiculous. But, okay, you know, that's what we got to do. But, I'm going to put something on front right now. I ain't going to name the names. I look at, you know, because I can't blast it out of the way. But one, the artist didn't even promote that the song battle is going on today. I'm gonna start calling people out. So there we go. So if you want to call us out or stuff that's not true, I tell the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And one of the artists is not promoting the battle. I'm just saying. So that's on them. So they can't. They come complaining to you. They can't.
Very, very true. Very, very true. That's funny, though, guys. IDK. I don't even know. So no need to fear, guys. This song battle will continue, and we will continue to do the song battle, of course. And there is no choice, so artists, make sure you do send in your music. And it is just to get you some exposure to let a whole lot more people listen to your music. I mean, how many listeners do we have on the Best Spot Network, City?
Let me go check. You know, it changes. And I usually wait to end the month. I might start doing what I'm checking at the end of the month because I get the figuring it all out hurts my head. I'm like, okay, forget it. But as far as what I got right now, give me a moment, 2,859,295.
So, well, there you have it. And me and City not in the same city, so clearly there's already people outside of your city who are going to be able to listen to your music. So you want to make sure that you go ahead and send that music and all that information in. Please make sure y'all include y'all's Twitter, because it's really hard for me to find y'all sometimes, because y'all, I don't understand artists and anybody in the entertainment industry that have like six different names, social networks.
Well, I understand that, don't understand at the same time. But I mean, some people got the regular name, and some people have, you know, which is understandable, but just make, that's what fan pages are for. Promote your fan page so you can be this person, and then you have your regular page to be this person. Damn, they just talk, just, and just land something tonight.
I mean, yeah, that's cool, but, I mean, You can't be Sarah Lee on Instagram and Mrs. Bridge on Facebook. This is not going to work. I need you to have Sarah Lee on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's all I'm asking.
Okay, I understand what you mean. Like, people, like you mean, like, not necessarily the regular pages, but like, for instance, their Instagram is like, I'm too cool.
Yeah.
And then their name on Twitter is like, Butterfly Goddess. Like, how am I supposed to connect those two together?
I'm too cool because I'm a butterfly goddess. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
Like, I can't. I keep it simple. Seti J Dusk on Twitter. Seti J Dusk on Facebook. Seti J Dusk on Instagram. Seti J Dusk on BBL. Setting J Dusk on Kick. Y'all catching the drift now. Y'all see how this is going.
Brand
yourself. Like,
it's
about branding.
Network. And you can't have a brand if you continue changing your name. So clearly that's not going to work for you guys.
I've been Setting J Dusk on Twitter since 2009. So, yeah. I'm just saying.
Cool. So what we're going to do is go ahead and let City J get to the vote on the line. So get ready, guys. Call in. Song number one, Vega, Fly Coop. Song number two, Fuck Something, Postman. Get your vote on. Everybody get your vote on. Big Thomas. I feel like freestyling. Just kidding.
No, Lord. She came out nowhere, please. She came out nowhere.
You real life wrong for that, because I was about to go in, hot boys, with a little bit of that outside, main clothes. Somebody take that.
Take tomorrow.
Okay. So, the question that one of my Facebook friends sent to me today was, to being truly faithful to someone that you're not sexually attracted to? Yep, my response too after she asked me. I didn't have shit to say. Like, really, like, can you be truly faithful to somebody that you have no sexual attraction to? I mean, I know that a relationship is not solely about the sex, but I don't really know if I could survive a lifetime relationship not being turned on by my spouse. I mean, how do you feel about that, Houston?
She dropped off the line. Seeing what was going on.
Still about not being attracted to your spouse, but still having a faithful and healthy relationship. Do you think it's possible or is that impossible?
Hold on. There you go. She's back.
Y'all.
I'm going crazy.
I can't laugh.
All right, there we go.
Okay,
there
now
go,
answer
there
my damn question.
What's
now,
the question again?
I was
in the call switch.
Forget you, Bob. Go back to your call switch. Anyway, Houston, the question was, is it possible to be truly faithful in a relationship with your man or yourself that you have no sexual attraction to? Like,
I think... religiously speaking, yes, because the whole sexual thing is not even supposed to be a big issue. But in the 2013 world, the 2013 world, how are you going to be with somebody you ain't even sexually attracted to? Like, is this, I guess it depends on the type of relationship. Is it long distance? Is it benefit wise? Is it somebody that you're sexually attracted to until they take their clothes off, you know? Because I was having previous relationships, I'm like, oh, he's cute. But then, they, you know, some dudes be cute in their clothes, and then they take them off and be like, oh. So, you know, then you're like, okay, we no longer have that chemistry there. So I guess it depends on that relationship, too.
Good point. But, you know, at the same time, it's kind of like one of those whole 80-20 situations. Like, you know, if everything else is, like, perfect and the only problem comes in when you're in the bedroom, I mean, there's plenty of Cindy's and all those other sexual toy websites and toys and all that other fun stuff. Maybe you can mask your dad.
And a light off.
Imagine he's somebody else. Then, you know, drunk every time y'all have sex or something. I don't really know. I don't really have the best advice with that because I've just never been in that situation before.
I think that it is possible to a certain point because eventually you're going to be like, wait a minute now. I need to get this fire off, and then you're going to do something wrong. But, I mean, there's always cutting the light off, you know, up until the point where you like, it's daytime. Ain't that much light good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to say that one of my fellow friends is listening, and they said it's the inside that counts. Really?
Okay, it's 2013.
That's some bullshit. And the person who says it's full of shit because he. He ain't even about to do it. No, I just do not believe it. I can't say that I probably will never be in this situation. I'm actually hoping that I'm never in this situation. I don't know. I already have commitment issues. Do not judge me. I got a few commitment issues. But on a serious note, I would... after the first time, I'm going to be like, okay, maybe, you know, because it was the first time. We wasn't ready yet. We tripped out. You know, we wasn't focused. Go try again. second time, still ain't turning me on. I'm still like, what the fuck? Something's not right. You know, we're going to get drunk this time. Okay. Still doesn't work. Third time, if the shit's just not right, I'm probably going to cheat on you. This is just my current thought. nobody judged me off of this right now. I've been single for quite some time. Nobody has time to waste with all their foolishness. I mean, I don't really know what to say. Let me think about it. Yeah, I don't really know. But I think you can have a healthy relationship. Maybe I gotta start doing like other sexual activities, like kind of something. Exotic yoga. Does that exist?
Nope. I don't think so.
Oh, horseback riding?
Who?
Horseback riding.
Get your life, girl.
No, but really, it's got to be some kind of, you know, they had them games, like, with the dice with the little six words on there, lick this, kiss this, you know, get y'all some of those. Those help, I'm sure. And they got, like, the sex position coupons. You have the sex position coupons? I got some of those. But I've never used them before. I
have a dice. Who the hell is using the dice? You know, trying to roll no dice in between actions.
I got that, and I got some dice, and I got some other stuff, but it, you know, I'm not, that's not me, guys. I gave my life to the Lord. It was a gift I had got from somebody. I've never used it before. But anyway.
Sure.
I'll put some other stuff. I don't really need your judgment. Hey, did y'all hear about Kim and Kanye getting engaged? Really?
Oh, wow.
I don't know if it's not, I don't know if it's me or if it's them, but the hoes is winning this season, okay? The hoes is winning. Fuck that. Hoes is real-life winning. Right now,
thank you.
They are winning the race. We got Amber Rose, ho, she won. Kim, big ho, she winning.
Kim Bella.
Who else we got? Kim Bella, hoeing, winning. Jacqueline Hernandez, the Puerto Rican princess, winning. Like, what the
I just hope with Kim Kardashian
all
going her third marriage.
It's hoeing and women. Mm-hmm. I'm in the wrong fucking business here.
Well, Kim Kardashian. If you get married, boo, this is your third marriage, so I'm going to give her this marriage stay to them. Not for your sake, for my sake, okay?
I, you know, I'll try.
Mm-mm.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Really, you know, Kim Kardashian, you know, Kim Kardashian and Amber Rose got the same birthday, girl.
Do they? That's cute.
Mm-hmm. It's weird and cute.
Yeah, that's very weird. Although I will say that Kim looks awesome after having that baby. I don't know if she naturally got back that way, but however you got there, baby girl, you over there. Do your thing. Hey, hey.
Yeah.
I seen it in the bodysuit. It was really cute. It was really cute on her. So, what we're actually going to do is go ahead and play some music from some people who were previously on the show. And I'm going to actually, I'm not really sure who we're going to play. What do you want to hear? That was for you, Houston. So we're going to go right now into the music break. We're going to play Ric Flair by Quo at this time.
We more to hear Ric Flair. My method man when I Johnny Blaze ya. Flows overheads like tsunamis in Asia. I could battle but I don't even need to. It's a guaranteed win if I breeze through. Got him stuck on the tracks like weed glue.
Got him stuck on the tracks like weed glue.
I ain't having it, I got him panicking. When I dress these fakes like mannequins. I love sour, I crush cowards, got the money, respect, and touch power. I'm a hustler, how could I not sell in the streets?
Well, how could I not sell in the streets?
The belly of the beast, best of both worlds, like Jane Kelly on the beat. What you do is nah, and when I spit, all you hear is ooh and ah.
A shirt off like Hulk Hogan. She's so open, don't star me the lion, but want me to slam her with this Andre the Giant. You see, we both got money on our mind, but me, I don't think it's the same kind. Cause see, mine, I'm thinking ways to bring the Porsche through. Yours is niggas getting paid to off you. I'm trying to live like Huxtable. Top down, wind blow, whip comfortable. Different tax bracket, who you fronting to? Meeting crackers for the cheese, having lunch or booze. I'm trying to get the green, then I'm out of sight. What you mean? Bitches say you mean. Yeah, you kinda right, sipping lean. Twisting up my lead, so you gotta like things due to Ric Flair when they taste Madonna white.
That shit right here, I got balls, so they can do Ric Flair. Yeah, it's that shit right here, I got balls, so they can do Ric Flair. Yeah, it's that shit right here, I got balls, so they can do Ric Flair. Yeah, it's that shit right here, I got balls, so they can do Ric Flair. Real dope blitzing, flow so sick, stay with a black wife beater, the post Simpson. Still not giving a fuck.
Still not giving a fuck.
Coming at me stupid, I jam those brakes. I like something to do when your fan won't take. To me, gun controls when your hand don't shake.
Yeah, gun controls when your hand don't shake.
Entertaining, that's that. It's a shame you that whack. I make more hits than a game of blackjack. You ain't fucking with us, you so-called thugs and bitches. I come at you with open arms. It ain't no hugs and kisses. Let's get shit clear. My level, you'll never get there. I got bars to make you do the Ric Flair.
fortune is in mind. He adore my rhymes. I'm his baby bread all the time. He keep me in line. Taboo order deadly refined. All of him and I. Fragrant kisses liquid inside. Body units why? What matters and needed why? Dirty Diana introduced Mary Jane. May we accompany your presence for a while. Reverie a fancy 100% is this my cue is verse. Doses of emotion I'm wishing upon an overpraying top of those. Polished by Ben O'Brien. A lion when he roars. I am standing beside. No matter either or. We'll celebrate with the finest of cognac. Rolling to the wheels fall in case you didn't know that. Plenty people coming, go on here forever on that. Hoping that we pass the time. I wanna be sleeping in between your arms. When death enters my flesh, believing knowing I'm blessed. Can we stay away?
And we're back.
Hi, guys. We're
Hello.
Back.
Oh, there we go.
Host, Model Angela.
I'm Houston. Why would you sound real
Houston.
Childish saying hello?
Okay, so I wanted to make an announcement that I didn't get to tell y'all while I was in the thing. We do have a winner. Out of nowhere. All right, but I'm going to go check one more. We got one more. We're going to check, and then I'll be back. So hold on.
Okay. And after he comes back, we will be getting into our interview tonight with our two artists from the Nigerian Supreme Squad, NSS, better known as, which will be with King Business and also Chloe James. So, get ready for their interview. I like how I talk when I do it, when I say funny stuff. Like, I be doing body rolls. I really want to learn how to twerk, y'all. YouTube is not teaching me the right way.
Okay,
that Drake
we're
song,
back.
That Drake song on me, I should really be able to twerk that because it just goes right and I just really can't. And it's really starting to just mess me up. But anyway, back to you, Fetty. What's going on?
All right, so I want to go ahead and tell y'all who won, because that means it just magically happened out of nowhere. I don't know what just happened. Like, somebody waved a magic wand and said, so, and I actually got the winner actually is on the line, too. That's the irony about it. All right, so, with a, I know, right? So, with a victory of 2-0, that will put your boy Sly Coop as a winner of this week.
Hello.
Victory Blunt. Victory Blunt. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in and committing your music to win the song battle tonight. You know, clapping hands. And I myself will be emailing you later in the week to schedule your interview on the show. Yay,
already. My boy Ray said, shout out Justin Bieber.
Shout out Justin Bieber.
One time. That was so sincere.
Oh, Lord.
Shout out Justin Bieber, my boy, though, for real. We got spring break forever. Got my boy G, Ling Low. Shout out my boy Bro Dini, track with us. You know what I'm saying? That's how we doing that.
See, we're not going to play with our school because he's the type of person that's going to leave your words and bring 15 people on stage. And
I'm
ready.
Hey.
Thank you so much for calling in, and congratulations again on your win. And we'll be talking to you later in the week, okay?
Thank you. Follow us on Twitter, at Sly Coop Music with a K, at Ray B Music. You know, at R-A-I-P. Yeah, there you go. Thank you, that.
Is that Ray?
That's that nigga Ray. Hey, Ray, say what's up?
Hey, Ray. That's so funny.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all have a good night, okay? But y'all tune in for our second segment of our show, which we'll be interviewing two other artists, okay?
Yeah, y'all know. Yeah, so I just want to remind y'all, y'all know, like, usually this would be the end of the show. Y'all realize it?
And I would be giving it a try right in my
bed. I'd rather you lose your mind and get an extra hour.
Yeah, because it's like, I'd be like, all right, good night, y'all. I'd be like...
Yes, I'm telling everybody to vampires. I'm loving it. Everyone be a vampire like myself.
That's too funny.
Oh, man. What y'all got coming up? What y'all got coming up the second hour? You know, let us know what y'all got coming up.
The second hour, we're going to be interviewing King Bishop and Chloe James. They both have new projects dropping in December. So, of course, he's working on the promo. King Bishop is the type of people I like. They know they got a project dropping. They want to get their project heard, so they go ahead and they promote their projects and get their music out there. We'll hear exactly what they have going on. So that way, when the shows start coming, people are interested in being there. They want to get you CDs and mixtapes when they drop. They want to support you because they know, like, your work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to support somebody who supports themselves at the last minute. Who does that? So, I mean, your supporters can only be as supportive as you are to yourself, in my opinion. Yep. Your grind determines your shine. You don't grind, you don't shine. Simple as that, baby.
That's what the glitz and glamour is all about.
Do you have any shout-outs today, Sharice Houston?
You know what? I've been getting some random people following me on Instagram, so I'm going to shoot them out because I think that's coming from the show. So let me get into my Instagram. I are Emily1106, Alex Matthew Daddy, Young Reckless, and then the rest of them folks, I know them. Talk to those people.
There's some pretty interesting followers. Did you click on that page? They sound like spam.
Yeah, check them out. You know, we talk about their bio and the pictures they put up.
But some have private pages as well, and I'm not going to follow them, so I just be like, all right, whatever.
You know what? That really is starting to get on my nerves. Like, people who follow you, or they don't follow you, but they like a whole bunch of your pictures.
Yeah.
And you go look at that page, and then they be, like, private because they want you to request them before they send you a request. No, you just dry ass like my pictures. I'm not going to send you no requests because if you want to follow me, just follow me. I'm only going to follow if you follow back. No, once you follow somebody because you like what they are put up, follow somebody who's trying to get your followers up, that's just stupid. It's really not that important. Like, really, guys, people buying followers all day. Even people who are successful. I know some really, really good photographers. When I say really good, I mean really good, like celebrity photographers. These boys is buying followers, okay? I'm not going to call y'all out, but you know who y'all are. I'm not going to call y'all out because I might need the services. I don't want you to fuck over. But,
okay.
Y'all have to stop doing it. It's not that serious. Like, it's the social networks. It's really not that serious.
Mm-hmm. I see people that be getting, like, real mad about what you post. You shouldn't be thinking like that. You shouldn't be posting this. Dang, man, it's just a social network. Don't take it as your life. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Pretty darn crazy.
Yeah, I'm eating a steak. I'm having some technical difficulties. Somebody made this technical test for my liking.
You eating what?
A steak. It's kind of tough. My steak be the ball. This one kind of tough.
I'm mad you even eating something this late at night.
Yeah.
As I reach over for my bag of chips.
Don't
you like people like that? Oh, speaking of, I had tweeted about this the other day. Ooh, this made me mad. It boiled my gut. Now, everybody has recently been on this whole fitness kick thing, and I think that is very, very good that, you know, people or wanting to be more healthy and want to be more in shape, you know, and care for themselves, their body, and their health, and wellness a whole lot more. But one thing I cannot take seriously is a fat, unhealthy, out-of-shape person trying to tell me how to be healthy. Really?
Well, I mean, yeah, I agree with you 100% on that. 100%.
I'm not going to listen to shit you say the way you look. You can tell me to eat nothing but grass, and I'm not going to eat it because you're fat as fuck.
Yeah.
Right.
And I have
unless you're trying to lose weight, then that's the thing. You're trying to lose weight, that means you're doing something right.
I'm still not going to listen to you because you're trying to lose weight, but you're still bigger than me. Who am I listening? I'm closer to the goal than you are.
Right?
Yeah, I started my 30-day ab challenge, so... Yeah, it's already getting real.
So what exactly is the 30-day ab challenge? What's that?
Okay, now, all right, so what I did, I put it on this butt the other day. I put two little fitness challenges to get everybody geared up because, you know, everybody's going to say, I'm waiting for the new year, I'm going to get started. Let's not wait till the new year. Let's come into the new year strong already. So what better way to do it than bring the challenge at it? And, you know, everybody was saying that, oh, in a new year, I'm going to be on in 2014. Let's start getting on now. Let's start making those moves. And they think in order to be on, they don't have to do any work now to make it happen. Like, you got to start now. You can't be waiting until 2014 to do it. Who does that?
Yeah, you really can't.
But, no, the ab challenge. What's the ab challenge consist of? It consists of four exercises.
I'm probably the worst person. It's just really, it's a struggle for me to work out. Like, I really want to, but then when it's actually time for me to do it, I'll be like, nah, I'm chill.
That's the thing about these challenges. These challenges, you know, they give you a goal every day. Because, see, people, that's the difference. People be going to the gym and just working. It's a difference. You just go into the gym and you just say, oh, I'm about to go work out. That's cool and all, but you ain't got a plan. You're not going to stay consistent. You got a plan.
Goal,
you're not going to keep it.
I'm the type of person that will skip that one-day goal And because I skipped that one day goal being lazy, I'm gonna be like, you know what? I'm going to just start all over next month. And I'm going to keep on playing. I ain't going to ever do
it. Right, well, people do this whole thing where I'm trying to lose, I'm trying to lose 100 pounds. Okay, that's cool now, but make it in increments so that you can start losing the stuff so you don't be trying to lose 100 pounds in one day. People will be thinking they're going to do that. You got to have small sips. So, with the half challenge.
That's pretty much not going to happen.
Right. So, let's put y'all on game where we got ab challenge that consists of sit-ups, crunches, leg raises, and a plank. Give y'all teeks, of course, regular sit-ups, and then crunches, and then leg raises when you take your laying down flat, and you take your leg, you take your legs barely off the ground, you raise them up. And then you pull it, bring it back down, and barely put them on the ground. So you never, the point of leg raises, they're never supposed to touch the ground. And
sounds pretty difficult.
Yes. And then you got to do planks. Planks is where you're in the ground, and you're using your forearms to hold your body up. Day one where I started yesterday was 15 sit-ups, 5 crunches, 5 leg raises, and a 10-second plank. When I tell y'all because of how shape I was, how real it was feeling already, you know, it's already getting. The last day, check this out, 125 sit-ups, 200 crunches, 65 leg raises, and a 120-second plank, which is 2 minutes. That is crazy.
I used to be able to do all that too a long time ago.
I'm trying to get the washboard. You know, I'm trying to get the tummy right a little bit. You know, give everybody something to look at. You know, because I got a photo shoot to do on the 16th next month. So.
Yeah, I need like a workout partner. I need somebody to help me focus because I want to do it.
That's
why we're
doing it.
Man, I really have so much other stuff to do. Like, I didn't tell anybody, but now I am the VP of Trapdoor Magazine as well as Trapped Ink Magazine, which is a tattoo mag, as well. So that takes a lot of my time. Also doing all these artist interviews. I write artist interviews, I'm conducting artist interviews, I'm writing fashion articles, I'm going out to find the fashion, it's a lot. And then I feel bad when I have to tell somebody, no, I can't do it, but I can't take on any more other than, what I'm already doing if it doesn't fall, in the place of what I'm already doing. Like, somebody asked me to marry him as a model, I'm not going to be able to do it. And I, honestly told her no because a lot of people are not being honest with these models. A manager is supposed to be a person that does all the work. If you're working harder than your manager, that means your manager is not working.
I don't understand that. I'm tired of it because I laugh at so many of these models. They just want a manager just to say, ooh, I got a manager. Bam. And some of the manager. Your job is more than just trying to this annoys me. When people play manager, they try to be a manager and they don't really do it. Only they do is when people contact the model, they go, well, you got to make sure you speak to me first. Like, okay, hey, then what do you do after that? That's cool and all, but what work are you doing to make sure you just keeping her name out there and also making sure you set her up with things? Just playing gatekeeper is not working. That's anybody can play gatekeeper. So, I had to make that point because it'd be some models out here. I don't really get it from artists. I don't get it from artists as much, with their managers be on this extra stuff. It's more so for models. Like, they really be on some extra stuff, and they want to ask you to do a million things, but then they don't give a damn about you. So I need them to step it up.
Yeah.
Shout out to somebody in New York. I had to turn away 2 of his models because of that. because I ain't got time for that.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. I do want to go ahead and play two of the songs from the artist that we'll be talking to tonight. And the first song I want to play is King Bishop, Ninja. And then the second song we'll be playing will be Daily Sins by Chloe James.
So,
Danny, let's do it on the way.
Yeah! Where my nightcap been pulled? Where would I get? Ha! Ha! And everywhere I go, my pocket full of naira. Island Avenue, Island Avenue, yeah. I still be rugged, but what you may never do. I run my job well, yeah, I pay my dues. I bring my music out, they call them brand new. See, that's what they recognize, my job guys, we right here. East guys on my side, baby, tell me who shall I be. West African nightmare, night job, we right here. Body, we right there, right there. Catch life ain't fair. Catch your own, we got get my own. We ain't want no trouble. Fast life, no tomorrow. We never bubble. OG said we shall make it slower down. If I slow her down, you know I'm going down. No, no way, I ain't going down. I'm from Naija, if you die, put it down. I be Naija, yes, I be Naija. I be Naija, yes, I be Naija. So fresh, so clean, I be nice, yeah. I be nice, yeah. So I never ever door. Either lock the door, guarantee I break the door. And the fans and the shout, we want some more. What I do, I just give them more. Kick it, Bishop, now he be the boss. And if the haters wanna hate, I just tell them pause. Nice, yeah, boys, we don't give a word. Always think about it, how to make them bucks. Money making machine, that's who we are. Catch us in the strip club, N-I-G, and we in the pit. Too much money, and I'm repping it. Rose bottle, go-go bottle, we popping that. Bentley, the Rolls Royce, we got that. The big crib, the swimming pools, we in that. The fine tee, the big bullet, we hopping that.
Virginity without asking, or did I just miss the question? didn't matter who won. In this war, there are no casualties. In this matter of fact, I couldn't resist it. We knew the deadly sin. Forgive me, for I have sinned. I've given away my soul yet once again, and the confusion starts all over again. We talked about this, remember? That connection we felt there together that night. Wishful thinking, I guess. Although terrified of it, nothing more or less. And it's a matter of fact, I couldn't resist this. We knew the deadly sin.
Hello guys, and we're back. That was Two Stones from Somebody's interview from tonight. That was King Bishop with Naija and Chloe James with Deadly Sin.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. Hi
there. Thank you so much. I am so happy to be in the building.
Oh, my God. Betty was so on time with those claps right there.
Don't do me. Don't do me.
Wow.
Also, hey, to King Bishop, good to have you in the building as well tonight. Oh, okay. So, King Bishop was telling me that
please
you
leave
are
your message for.
We'll leave a message. Hello?
We're on somebody's voicemail.
What y'all doing? Are we on somebody's voicemail? We should say something childish like, get your baby mama. You need to bring your baby some diapers.
No. You're ratchet. You know that?
I'm just kidding. Sorry, y'all. Anyway, so we do have King Bishop on the line as well as Chloe James. And we just want to go ahead and get into their interview. And Chloe, King Bishop did tell me that you are one of his new artists with NSS, correct?
That's who we lost.
King
Bishop, are you online?
No,
we lost both of them.
Both.
No, both of them.
Well, anyway, y'all, King Bishop told me that Chloe was his new artist with NSS, and she is a spoken word artist. She's been doing this since 2010. I actually got a chance to listen to her music and, you know, listen to some of her work. I haven't actually been out to listen to any of her performances, like, you know, her actually doing her spoken word stuff. But, you know, from what I've heard. It sounds like something interesting. Maybe something that I would actually do. And just to, like, give you a little background info on her. She did arrive on the poetry scene in 2010. She does several different open mics and also hosts her own open mic. And her album that's entitled to be released is called The Writings of Life. So I do want her to go ahead and tell us about that. Chloe, would you be able to tell us about your new project coming out, The Writings of Life?
Well, I started this album just off a whim, you know. It was something that wasn't planned or anything. So as the album started, I just put things together from past, present, and things I want to be, and, you know, love and happiness and all that's in between is basically what's the album.
I love authentic artists. They're like super cool.
Love and happiness.
That is so funny. Now, like, where did you actually get the title for your album from? Because it kind of speaks to me, like it has like a lot of meaning to it or reflects something in some way.
Yeah, basically, I mean, throughout my life, I've always just wrote everything down. Whatever I was feeling, I wrote everything down. So it's basically my writings, my life, all in this album, one mixtape. So.
Well, that sounds pretty daring.
I know. I'm scared a little bit, but, you know, I said I was going to put it all out there, so that's what I decided to do.
Interesting. Now, I do see, like, that you do the spoken word. So what drew you into, you know, poetry and spoken word? Is this, like, something that you always wanted to do? Because you stepped on the poetry thing in 2010. So is that just something you always wanted to do, like, long before that, or is it just something that you decided, let me give this a try, or what drew you there?
Well, I basically studied the scene first because I've always written, so I just wanted to put it on paper. I don't really know how I got to that point where I wanted to step on stage, but I did that, and it just kind of went from there. So it's all happening for a reason, and I'm just letting it flow.
Very interesting. Can you tell us, like, I always, like, see it on different TV shows. I've never actually been to poetry night or anything like that, I don't think. Maybe, like, something or two, but that's completely different, I'm sure. So could you kind of, like, give us some background info on exactly, you know, how poetry night works or how you prepare yourself when you do a poetry night?
Oh, wow. Days ahead, lots of practice, because I'm very forgetful these days. I just write it and work on it and just practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So wait, you don't take like your little notepad up there with you? You do everything like okay?
When I first started, I did, but you know, as it gets, you know, when people see you more often, you're supposed to put those things down and just kind of go from your head. So
yeah.
It's crazy. I'm nervous about it, but I have to, you know, just that's being a professional when you go up there without your notepad.
Yeah, I'd probably be too scared about that. And from what I hear, King Bishop is back on the line.
Yeah, I know. Just on a different number.
Hello, King Bishop. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's good, Mama. I'm sorry, my phone tripping. Well, I got it right this time.
No problem. We do understand. And, of course, we've already been talking here with Chloe Jane. And she was telling us a little bit about her project. And from my understanding, you guys are dropping your project around the same time, correct?
Correct. We decided to do it. Like, I mean, it wasn't planned like that, but as time goes, you know, listening to the album and, you know what I'm saying, just taking time, making sure that you're putting all the right tracks And, you know, like, you know what I'm saying, just getting people's opinion, you know. So we both decided to just drop it at the same time since, you know what I'm saying, it's a cold season. I'm coming with the heat. She's coming with the cover, you know what I mean? So to say. Something like that.
So do we have an expected release date already or just in a roundabout time?
We're looking at definitely before the 20th because we want everybody to have it before Christmas.
Right,
so we're
in
at,
December.
We're looking at between the 14th and the 19th.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just make sure y'all keep me updated so that way I do also know when it dropped as well as able to get a copy and was, you know, let everybody, your supporters know. As well, how to go about getting that. Now, we talked to Tori about, you know, the name of her project that she has coming out. So, King Bishop, I wanted to ask you, like, your album is Tribal Mark. So what can we expect to hear from Tribal Mark? Does that mean nothing? Did he get
his condition
again?
Yep, yep.
Oh, man.
Why do we keep losing each other? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't either. So I know, Chloe, I heard your other song that you had, and it had King Bishop on it.
Yes.
Can you tell me
he actually produced the album. Produced the album. Yeah, yeah. So... Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was an awesome experience. He produced that album, so.
That's good. So can you tell me about the song Secrets? I got to listen to that before the show today.
Did you like it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, nice.
I actually like both songs that you sent me.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure why we keep listening, but it's fine. We'll come back sooner or later. So, Chloe, what is the best way for, for you to get, you know, what exactly you want to talk about in your writing? Like, do you come to that point where you feel like, you know, you pretty much discussed all your life events?
Mm-hmm.
You have, like, a writer's block, pretty much. You know, do you come there, or what do?
I have been at the moment where I've had writer's block, but, I mean, you just kind of get over it with prayer, I guess.
Yeah,
because other than that, I don't know how I would get over it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's real cool. Doing music is one thing, but doing spoken word is another, because I feel like it's more in tune with, you know, your actual feelings or actual life experience or things that you actually see. So I know it probably takes a little more, you know, insight, thought, and depth. So I know the process is probably completely different, the art itself.
Yeah. Very true.
Are there any other people, like, you know, any influences that you have that do spoken word or poetry?
I love Langston Hughes. I love, like, the older poets, you know, Maya Angelou and poets like that. But just music-wise, I'm just a hip-hop, so it goes all into it, you know.
So you're a hip-hop fan. So tell me your top five artists.
Yeah.
So what are your top five artists and why? Who are your top five artists and why?
Oh, top five artists, LL Cool J, Big Daddy Kane, I would say MC Light. You know, I love just anything New York, so Jay-Z would have to be in there somewhere. And Kwame, I think, is one of them, too. So kind of the old school, you know.
Name for people good people. I actually like them as well.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Well, King Bishop is coming back. I'm looking and We hold it far.
Oh, you're looking.
I'm like, yeah, I'm looking. You leave me here. I need you now on this car.
Hey, can you get the back? Where you at, man?
I don't know. It's the new phones, you know.
Yeah, because we were complaining about that earlier. Like, I don't know. I guess, like, it's so much that they're adding on to a phone. It's like you can't even do the basic stuff anymore.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. So, more about, I see that you also are a stylist.
Yeah.
You have, like, some fashion stuff on your blog. So can you, you know, tell me more about that?
Yep, I've been doing styling and fashion and wardrobing and clientele at a couple of retailers here in Houston. And it's been great. I love wardrobing. I love styling women. It's pretty fun.
Okay. So, like, your events, do you personally style yourself or do you actually allow somebody else to come in and style you?
A little bit of both. You know, you always have your opinion about yourself, so you always have to add your little touch to it. But other than that, I bring some outside help to me because you want to see what the public sees, you know.
Yeah, that is very true.
But yeah.
I'm laughing because people, if you don't say nothing, they will put you in some of the crazy
anything, yeah. So.
Yeah, I see the two chains look like a BET award. Foolishness, okay? Pure foolishness. That's
right.
Funny.
Yeah.
So, is there any way that, you know, your fans and everything can keep up with you and your work as well?
I have an online magazine. It's called The Life and Times, and it's at Can I even plug myself? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I'm sorry. Chloe James, photos.blogspot.com. And everything else is on there, you know. I'm on Reverb Nation as well, so I'm trying to rise up to the top, you know.
Yeah, I was being nosy checking it out myself earlier.
You were?
Yep, I was like, I was really, you know, I came home, that was one of the first things I was doing. I was keeping the whole site, you know, blog, I would tell people blog site, you can do a lot on there.
Yeah, I do everything on there. Yeah, all the photo, all the editing, everything.
Oh, that's what's up. That's like an easy job. Like, I'm building the site, and I got to really stay in the building process because it's very difficult.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was kind of like,
I do appreciate you guys for having me on here, though. That's been a pleasure.
Oh, no problem at all. We do like, you know, give every artist that exposure that they need, you know, especially, you know, outside of the actual city because, you know, the world's bigger than just your city and your neighborhood. And we appreciate you for being here as well because we see that you're dedicated to your craft and you want, you know, the exposure that you deserve. So,
thank you.
No problem on anybody's end here.
Okay,
so with
let
your
me
online
go.
Magazine and your music, how does that work together? Like, do you have time for the both, or do you feel like an overload at times?
I think I felt overwhelming at one point, and after that, I think I was okay. You know, you get to that breaking point, and you're like, okay, is it this or that? Do I deserve this or that?
Yeah.
And you just have to make that decision, and yes, I deserve this. So I'm going after it.
Any favorite poets?
I'm sorry?
Any favorite poets?
I said things have it both.
Can't hear you, Houston.
I'm saying, I'm here. I'm just listening. I'm listening. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to what y'all saying. It's all good. She's doing good.
Thank you.
We missed you. Where you been?
I'm from the tripper, man. You know, but I'm back. I'm back.
I told him the new phone. New phones, yo. He's tripping.
He said he was trying to call in, but the way his phone set up is.
Right.
Well,
you know, the way my career is, I got to go through hell, got to go through.
In a sense, welcome back.
I don't know. Everything worked. He pissed me. I was like, yeah. Because I remember, like, my other phone, man, it'd be sometimes I call people, and that'd be sound like I call, like, a show, and they say I'd be sound like I'm underwater, you know, and shit. I'm like,
something.
Oh, no, we fixing that together,
you know?
Right now.
And they talking about
wow.
4G, high speed, is, you know what I mean? It's all good.
That
okay,
is
no
too funny. Now,
before we lost you
earlier, I was asking, what can we expect from your album, Tribal Mark?
I mean, like, the name speaks for itself, like, Tribal Mark. It's like, the meaning of Tribal Mark is basically, like, different stuff, like art, like lines, like tribes and different people, different places, different things. It's like a mixture of everything, you know what I'm saying? Me being from Africa, you know what I'm saying, I always represent Nigeria, you know, where I'm from. You know, I always try to blend it in with what I know, hip-hop, my experience, the street. You know what I mean? So I feel like, you know, I'm a little grown on this mixtape, so I wanted to, like a mixtape, like a mixture of what I've already done, you know, like real hip-hop, street hip-hop, dance, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of singing, you know, a little bit of, course, you know what I mean? You know, I'm influenced by Chloe James, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. It's a new trend, a new blend, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's so good.
How did you find Chloe, or how did you guys link up and you decided you want to sign her?
Oh, man.
You
I mean,
found
I
me?
You should,
wow.
You should let Chloe tell that. You should let Chloe answer that.
Wow, it was through networking, actually, just like a high meetup type of thing, little party, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And
you
that
know,
night
so
I was recording. I was on the mic that night with the first single I put out.
That's bad. I mean, the vibe was right. I mean, he's like to a mutual friend. They were supposed to be recording, but... As soon as she heard the beat, and she knew what to do, and it was a wrap from that day. I mean, we recorded the next day. I mean, we just
right.
kept recording after
it
that.
It took 2 months to finish the album. Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Now let's keep it real, King Bishop, because I mean, I've been to a page not peeking. We know another reason why you're 50. It's always good to have eye candy in the industry.
I guess I'm working the right line, huh? Okay.
I'm catching you. That's why, you know, I'm pretty much, I call people out, you know, so I do.
I'm an artist and I'm a professional. That's it.
I mean, apart from just being an eye candy, I mean, she's gifted. Like, I was saying, you know what I mean? Like, she got a lot of stuff to say. Sometimes I'm trying to tame her, like, look, man, we can't say everything on one track, man. Keep that for the next one. You know what I mean? Like, she got a lot to say, and she's grown. She matured with it, you know what I mean? Like, so you just fit. You just fit. It's like a complete package, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I'm not like saying, like, hey, you like, oh, I'm smashing that. Like, not like that, but... On some, you know, it's real talk. Like when this person industry and they look good and they can sing or they can dance or whatever, then it makes it that much easier for you to enjoy their talent. I'm just saying.
Exactly. Yep. It's a blessing. I'm happy. You know, and she listen. You know what I'm saying? She listen to criticism, not necessarily criticism, but she listen to when. The thing, you know, a lot of artists feel like they got it. They know what they're doing. They don't want to listen to nobody. You know what I mean?
Oh,
you know, she understands how it is, you know, so she worked real good.
I can't wait for the second album. That's it.
You already ready for the
okay.
second album? You got the first one yet.
I understand.
I told you. She
I'm not
so
jumping
the
gun. I'm not jumping
the
gun. I promise.
Too much to say.
We'll enjoy this.
I'm trying to contain her. For real.
Okay. Well, we do want to make sure that we play your other songs as well from the album. So we're going to go ahead and play Secret by Chloe James, of course.
Wow.
Why is that wow? Wow, wow. It's wow. No comment?
I didn't, it was a question. Boy, you can trust me with your heart. I will never, ever hurt you. Soothe me with your secrets, hold me like those things you're whispering. At this point, nothing else matters between us. Between us, as I peek inside your soul, looking into your universe. Never met someone like you, I like you, but without rhyme or reason, I give you all of me. Metaphorically speaking, I give my all to you. Where do I go when I need to share these secrets? When nothing else matters but to know you're reaching.
My chest and your body I caress. Baby girl, you know what?
What?
I paid for all of my crimes. I did all of my time. And this life again is my grind. If I tell you my secret, baby, no regrets. Baby, no more stress. And my love for you is a contest. Great minds, they think alike. Baby girl, let's quit tonight. Come on, baby, let's get the fight. And I'll kiss you right, and I'll kiss you right. Tell me something about yourself.
You need, put your faith in me. Not here to judge, just wanna love you. I'm the same, so
watch your heart away.
Baby, no one else. Keep keeping secrets to myself. Not here to judge, just wanna love you. Take your time and hold me close and tell me something about yourself. Cannot run, cannot hide. Reality is, bring your arms where I belong. Take your time and hold me close and tell me something about yourself. Something about yourself.
Take my cash. These niggas tryna take my cash. Mine gon' go like that.
Yes, I'm back on that same flow, goddamn.
Bang, bang.
Nigga hating on me, he gon' hit the ground.
Bang, bang.
Am I my brother's skipper, motherfucker? Yes, I am.
Bang, bang.
Guns know my last nigga, that's that fool.
Bang, bang, bang.
Letting know all the shots, you can hear the sound.
Bang, bang.
I'm that motherfucker, and you know me now.
Bang, bang.
I mean, the trap is getting hot, yeah, and I'm blowing loud.
Bang, bang.
I mean, this track is burning hot, this beat is burning now.
Bang, bang.
Hold up, wait a minute. It's my time, don't fold up. So what? I'm fucking bitches. I ain't trying to get cold up. Get the fuck out my business. Tell them go get the nose up. I'm trying to handle my business. Paparazzi taking pictures. These hoes, they love me, love me. These hoes, they love me, love me. These hoes, they love me. But these niggas be mugging. These hoes, they love me, love me. These hoes, they love me. These hoes, they love me. But these niggas be mugging. These hoes tryna take my cash. These hoes tryna get my sack. These niggas tryna take my cash. My gon' go right back. These hoes tryna take my cash. These hoes tryna get my sack. These niggas tryna take my cash. My gon' go right back.
And we're back.
Okay. And we're back. And that second song was King Bishop, Bang Bang. So, tell us about Bang Bang. What's the song actually about?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's the whole, you know what I'm saying, new trend type of stuff. Like I said, the album name is Tribal Mark. It's a mixture of everything that's going on. You know what I'm saying? That right there, that was, I did that when this guy, what's his name, Chief Kiff. Like, I just took his little style. Like, let me mess with it. Let me see what King Bishop can do with this type of Chicago, Southside Chicago style. And I got the beat, and I just, like, unleashed on it, just went off. Just say whatever I wanted to say, and trying to make sure it's a party joint. So right then, and everybody liked that shit, and then, you know what I'm saying, he had a lot of plays on SoundCloud before I took it out and making like one of my singles. So it was like a headbanger, a headbanger type of music.
What's up? Okay, and Chloe was telling us earlier that you actually produced her album. I didn't know you did, you know, the whole producing. I know you did, you know, your own stuff. So how was that, like, producing another artist's album for you?
I mean, it was a pleasure, you know what I'm saying? Like, I recorded a lot of other people. I recorded myself and a lot of people, but I've not actually, like, just put up a female artist, especially, like, what she does, which is spoken words and poet. And I didn't really know how to go with it, but, you know what I'm saying, I just followed my instinct. And she made it easy, and, you know, she was delivering every beat I gave her. She had something to say, and, you know what I'm saying, we just went together, and we just started collecting tracks. Before we know it, we already have, like, a mixtape. You know, that's how it came, and, you know what I'm saying, it was really easy to work with her. And, you know, I stepped my game up. And I amazed myself with the things I did, you know. So, yeah, it all worked out right.
That's what's up. There's nothing better than, like, you know, somebody who can actually build a team with that actually works. So,
big ups
on that. Congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah. No problem. I do want both you to let everybody know exactly, you know, how we can keep up with you and your projects that you have coming up. So just go ahead and give us, like, all your social networks and everything that you have coming up.
Yeah, Chloe, go ahead. Ladies first.
Thank you. I have, as I mentioned before, the blog spot, but you can also reach me on Facebook as well. And most of the things that I do, I post everywhere. So if you follow me on Twitter, then I am Chloe James, and you can pretty much keep up and see what I'm doing from day to day, because I let you know what's going on.
And you can catch me on on SoundCloud. You know, normally that's where I put all my singles. And I'm on Facebook, King Bishop, Twitter, King Bishop. You know, you need to just basically promote this tribal march and the writings of life, Chloe James. You know, NSS, we're still pushing it. You know, we're going to be coming out December. You know, we're going to have physical CDs. We're going to have some stores that's going to carry some of the copies. And hopefully we're going to come back on the radio when it's out and actually hand out, like, you know what I'm saying, hot copies to people. So, yeah, that's what we're working on right now. And we're working on new music as well that we'll be promoting this project right now. Like, it's a heavy project, you know, so we'll be taking it very, very serious.
That's what's up. Now, on the project that you two both have, will we be hearing any features from any other artists, or will it just be you two pretty much on each other's albums?
No, actually, on my album, I have other people, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to, like, my I work with some of my Nigerian Loud and Proud family, you know what I'm saying? I mean that Switch Carter. I work with a couple of artists, you know, people from my clique, Ace, you know what I'm saying, my boy UBX, and, you know, of course, Chloe James had, like, some features on my album, and also I'm featuring some of her album, and, yeah, maybe she can tell you some of the features she had on her album.
Ace Man from NSS is a feature on my album, too, so shout out to Ace Man, he was on there.
And that's Ace Man doing his thing.
What up, Ace?
That is so funny. Well, I want to thank both of you guys for coming through tonight to Glitz & Glamour. It was wonderful having you.
Thank you. Thank
you. Back.
Thank you.
We can get you to come back when the album actually drops. You know, share another song or two with us as well. But just make sure you know you keep in touch. Of course, you know my social networks. I am Model Angela. You can just go straight to my website, IamModelAngela.com, which is pretty much connected to my Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and my Tumblr. Once again, say thank you. I don't know if Houston or Sandy has any closing remarks for you guys before we let you go.
You ain't say nice tonight, man. What happened?
Hold on. What happened?
Okay, you ain't say much tonight. What happened, man?
He didn't say much?
Yeah, I didn't really hear him say a lot tonight. You got your mind on something else, my man? What's going on, man?
Oh, Lord. But, now, as far as I got to say, of course, you know, y'all missed any parts of the shows or any of the shows, period. The network, you can always check them out at blogtalkradio.com/SteadyJ. And y'all know y'all can check it out on iTunes for free. That's our radio network. Just like that. And if you're not already, if you're in the entertainment industry, join DustSpot.com. That's DustSpot.com. That's where a lot of people in the entertainment industry are joining because we take the bullshit out of social networking. So, there you go.
I love it. I love it.
And
so
Angela,
that is what's up. I don't think I have any closing remarks other than, I don't know. I do want to just say that I actually do like, actually both of the songs that both of you guys brought in, Chloe, I think that your song actually speaks volumes because you kind of like you tell a story with your music, and I really like that about it. Also with King James, of course. I'm not King James, King Bishop. Your music is always with you. You can always, it's like something to play in your car, something you can listen to in the club. So I really like that about your music. So I just want to give both of you guys big ups.
Thank you,
Mom. Okay.
Appreciate that.
You know, keep doing what
I want to thank you guys.
Make sure that I get your album.
I want to thank you guys, you know what I'm saying, for taking those in, for accepting those. You know what I mean? You know how we do, Angie. You know, I'm always, we're going to keep supporting each other, man. I'm always coming to you. I don't care how big or how we get, we always going to stay connected and hopefully keep promoting each other, and the rest is history.
Yep. And you heard it here first with both of my special guests tonight, King Bishop and Chloe James. Thank you much for joining us, and we hope to speak with you soon, guys. Have a good night.
Good night.
Yeah.